Puppetmaster.com.
I always found it so amusing when the puppets trying to pull the strings.
I can't believe y'all ain't noticed yet. This is my game. I call the shots. I make the move. You're cornered. You're outnumbered. And you're vulnerable. Just the way I like it.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Rollins!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Isn't easy, but it is inevitable. It's part of life, man. And how you deal with change will ultimately tell you who you truly are. So I say, tonight we celebrate change. Tonight we celebrate the spirits of Kane and The Undertaker. For over two decades, they have been the benchmark of power. The earth shook at their feet, and they alone possess the power to control the light and the darkness, and they have reigned supreme. So what I'd like to do right now is for everyone in this building and everyone watching at home, I would like you to bow your heads and pay respect to the legends, to the icons that are Kane and The Undertaker. Because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes. And it all belongs to me now. Everything belongs to me now. As their bodies rot, mine goes stronger. I own them. And right now, their power is pulsating ice cold right through my veins. And now I summon the lightning. And now I summon the thunder and the demons march to Bray Wyatt's command. There is No more time for salvation. All you can do is look to the sky and take solace in knowing that this will all be over soon. The apocalypse is here.
While the apocalypse may be here, Bray Wyatt did not have control of the magics. Oh no, oh no, oh no. We're going to get into that here in 1 second. This is the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Man and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And what you heard as we came in was the Wyatt eulogy for the Brothers of Destruction. And throughout the night, Bray Wyatt took control of the production truck and showed classic moments of The Undertaker. And, well, he got everything he wanted and then some, as I introduce Lindsay Ward, my co-host for the evening.
I'm still processing. Just go.
Just continue on with the sermon. So, a couple weeks ago, Bray Wyatt, when he took control of the Magics, had a video package and he showed all the highlights. And that package sort of went into reverse tonight as the spirits, the souls of the Brothers of Destruction were reborn in the United Kingdom. And, well, the Brothers of Destruction reappeared, and they were out for vengeance tonight. They slowly sauntered to the ring. One was more orange than the other. You figure out which. Came into the ring. Wyatt was all alone, scared as he could, selling it like a champ. You hear the Wyatt screech. Boys, the kids, they appear. Families have arrived. And, well, the fans are chanting, "This is awesome, this is awesome." And it was awesome. As Eric Rowan and Luke Harper get taken out by The Undertaker, choke slams for each of them. Strowman, well, he tried, but he got tossed over an announce table. And then Bray Wyatt's like, "I'm stuck in quicksand, I can't go anywhere, there's nowhere for me to go but up and then down," for a double choke slam from the Brothers of Destruction. There was also, at one point, the brothers were down, they sat up, fans went nuts, Lindsay went, "Oh my god," and yeah, The Undertaker and Kane stand tall as Monday Night Raw ended.
This was awesome. I have no other way to describe it other than this is awesome. Bray Wyatt got his comeuppance tonight. As much as I love Boo Boo, honey, you kind of had it coming.
He had this one coming. Yeah.
In more ways than one. And they're building to something. I hope they're building to something for Survivor Series because I'm going in 2 weeks. So hopefully they're all there and I will lose my mind because that would be amazing. But yeah, this was great. This was perfect. You know, the question has been lingering. What happened to The Undertaker? What happened to Kane? Are they back under the... back at the compound? Are they under Bray Wyatt's control? Nobody really knows. And well, now they're back, and obviously they're not. They're still independent. So
they've reclaimed their souls. They have not. And Kane apparently reclaimed his mask along the way. Probably was tossed on the side of the road at some point.
Bray needs to stop doing that, man.
I know. If he wants to keep things, he's got to actually keep them. Maybe he would have kept the powers. There's a lot of power in the mask and the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Taker didn't have his hat tonight, he just had his very orange tan.
Oh my god, that tan.
It's his main eventer tan. It's back.
It's back. He tanned for Bray Wyatt. You know this is getting serious if he tanned.
Because it's been a while since Taker put on the Taker tan.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple years. So yeah, this was fantastic. Everything you could hope for. It was perfect. It was well done. It sets the stage for what's to come at Survivor Series, most likely Wyatt family versus the Brothers of Destruction.
Yay!
So the big story, though, coming out, as we talked about Thursday Night on the Rack, Seth Rollins was hurt, in case you were,
yes,
because you were living on the Rock, and they had to vacate the WWE Championship, and tonight started the WWE World Heavyweight Championship Tournament. Raw kicked off with Hunter talking all about it. We had a thank you, Rollins. He's still the man. And, well, he asked to come out, asked the number one contender, Roman Reigns, to come out, and goes, "The belt looks good, huh? Looks good, huh?" He said, "You know, back then we thought about bringing you into Alliance. We strongly considered you first. When they were facing Evolution, we were scouting you guys. You had the strength, the size, the speed, the ruthless aggression. The only thing missing was his willingness to do absolutely anything to be the man. And that's why Rollins has been champion and Reigns is not. Hunter S. Reigns felt at WrestleMania to come this close to beating Brock and only have Rollins taken away. And then Reigns had to scratch and claw his way back to getting the title shot. You know, things could be really easy for him, basically. If he well joins the Authority, is basically what this boiled down to. We can put you at the front of the line. You don't have to go through this entire tournament. We can make it very easy. You can be in the finals. You face the winner for the title. Simple as that. The title could be yours. Put the bet on you. Bing, bam, boom. And well, Roman Reigns told him to basically shove it, and he's never taken that hand out of his life, and nobody can take that from him. It ain't going tonight. You can take it at your offer, and you can shove it. And well, Hunter's like, you're back in line. To the back of the line you go, and you get the first match. And you get the Big Show. And I went, oh my god, no. It's like, oh, not Big Show and Reigns. No, no, no. And it was everything as I thought it would be as well. But yeah, good start to the show. Hunter was good. They're planting the seeds for maybe a future Roman Reigns Triple H match, since they can't do Rollins in that position. Yeah, Hunter was good. Roman was fine. Then we had Roman and Big Show.
That was not fine.
That was not fine. Roman and Big Show, slow, slow, slow. Reigns wins with a spear. So Reigns just moves on. So throughout the night, we had all the rest, more of this opening matches, which included Kevin Owens versus Titus O'Neil. And the one thing you could take away from this match is what?
Kevin Owens in a cowboy hat.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much it. Kevin Owens said before the match, he said, the British fans think they're the smartest. Well, you're quite honestly, the dumbest fans, because they worship a false idol like the Queen of England and actually believe the royal family is a real thing. Owen said the change he wants benefits only him, and he said he's a prize fighter when he stands in the ring as a dual champion, and no one can deny that this is now the Kevin Owens show. I'm okay with this being the Kevin Owens show.
I'm fine with that.
As Kevin Owens beat Titus O'Neil to advance in the tournament, Paige took on Becky Lynch. Before the match, Paige was interviewed by Renee Young and said, Paige said Becky's more like a rat than a dragon. She says she's going to take out the B, and then it'll just be her and the C at Survivor Series.
Oh my.
Getting a little pushed in the edge. So we have Becky Lynch and Paige. Fine match. Paige, rolled up. Becky Lynch went for the tights. Becky flipped her over, pulled the tights, got the wins. Becky Lynch wins. After the match, Paige strikes. Puts the PTO on the announce table. Charlotte runs in and makes a save. I like this angle. I like this match. What do you think?
I wish it was longer.
Yes.
I want to see more of a fight between Becky and Paige, because I know the angst is there for them to have a really, really, really great match. But they kind of held back on this one because they didn't have a lot of time. But at some point, I want a full, long match between these two.
I agree. Another WWE World Heavyweight Title Tournament match, The Miz took on Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler moves on with his super kick out of nowhere as he continues to sell his knee injury.
Yes.
Del Rio and Zeb Coulter talked. I don't know what about, but they talked.
Next America?
Pretty much. I'm going to be honest. I don't care about this angle, guys. I just don't. It's not interesting. It doesn't inspire me to boo Del Rio, because that just does nothing for me. Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
So we move on. Natalya took on Naomi. Solid match. Again, more time. More time would be good.
More time would have been awesome. Sasha and Team Bad were out there. They helped. They tried to help Naomi pick up the win, but in the end, Natty proved victorious. Yay.
Yay for that. She rolled up her. After the match, Team Bad attacked. Natty stopped. Natty stopped Sasha's attack, but then ate a super kick from Tamina, and then the bank statement was applied by Sasha after this fact.
Nice. Nice exchange.
I can't wait for Natty and Sasha to be a match.
Make it a thing.
They're building to it, and give them 15 minutes.
Give them 20.
I'd take 15. I'd take 10 just to give them time. Sheamus took on Cesaro in a really good match. There was a football player at ringside. Rooney. Wayne. I think it's Wayne Rooney. I know the last name was Rooney. I didn't catch the first name. But Rooney was at ringside, played a key factor in this one as he slapped Barrett, led to a distraction. Cesaro performed a roll-up for a win. Cesaro advances. This was a good match. These guys work really hard and stiff with one another, and it's really good and entertaining.
I always love when Sheamus and Cesaro fight, because it's a fight. It's not a wrestling match. It's a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they go for each other, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. The New Day took on Neville and the Usos with Saul the New Day pick up the win.
They insulted the Dudleys. They called them old.
They mocked Ziggler. They mocked John Cena. They you know, there is the magic in Europe is awful. It's garbage. The European magic is garbage, as Xavier Woods called it.
We got Harry Potter references. It was awesome.
So yeah, so that feud advances, and then we had, or I should say before this, but this was the best, one of the better matches on the night. The debut of Tyler Breeze, Prince Pretty, taking on Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose did a little mocking of Breeze on the barricade, which was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. That was awesome.
And in a night of small packages, Ambrose beat Breeze. I would have rather seen Breeze win his debut match, but it was competitive. It was strong. Ambrose is going to have a shoulder injury going into the tournament. So we're going to actually be selling some injuries along the way, which is good. I thought this was an impressive showing for Tyler Breeze in his debut. Dean Ambrose was a great opponent for him.
I would agree with that. I think I would have liked to have seen Tyler win as well, but the thing is they're in an awkward spot. This is a last minute thing. And honestly, for Tyler, this match doesn't really count. And right. That's not a shot at Ambrose at all. It's just, they had to throw this together last minute. They needed people to throw in there. Breeze is there. And it's obvious that they're going to move Dean Ambrose forward.
Yeah. When I saw the tournament packet, I went, okay, Miz wins because Breeze screws Ziggler. And then Ziggler would have screwed Breeze and you would have been fine there. But this worked too.
This worked good. They have great chemistry together. I would actually love to see a full-blown feud.
This is very true. Upcoming matches in the tournament. Ryback versus Kalisto. Neville versus Barrett. And Alberto Del Rio versus Stardust. Kind of quality dips. Especially in Ryback versus Kalisto. Because Kalisto is awesome and Ryback is Ryback. And that's a mismatch.
It'll be quick.
Yeah. But yeah. So that was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. A lot of wrestling, a lot of strong wrestling on the show. But the main thing was Brothers of Destruction have reunited. And they're back.
It's amazing.
The gong means we're done.
The gong means we're done. So, well, you have plugs.
No, you start with a plug because Thursday is the rack.
That's right. We're coming back with the rack. We're going to have news, notes, NXT. We're probably going to be talking Brothers Destruction and Wyatt's, because why not?
Because Taker's going to be on SmackDown, apparently.
Because Taker's going to be on SmackDown and we need to talk about it. So, Thursday nights, the rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
If you want to hear all our thoughts about Seth Rollins, go to rackradioshow.com or youtube.com/rackradioshow. You can hear all about the thoughts and opinions on that. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, at Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, Subway and Rob's expert NFL picks, and so much more. It's CB Radio live, midnight-ish, on the Wild Talk Radio Network every Saturday night. CB Radio live on Facebook and the Twitters. Hashtag Blame Rob when the celebrity dies at CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein and Mace this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Previewing Survivor Series, and we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for the Raw Post Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn Sward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, sigwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn Sward, same as the Twitters.
And as always, you can get us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. Just search out Wild Talk Radio Network. And thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock. And we'll see you this Thursday night for the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.
Wildtalkradio.com.